Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Respects. 3-2 is blasted way, way back to right field. And that hits off the third deck. A titanic blast from Kyle Schwarber. My goodness, there's number 16 on the season. And that is a way to hit number 300.
Boom! What a shot in the ninth inning by Schwarber. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As the Phillies win last night, the opener out in Colorado, a low-scoring game until the eighth, and then the Phillies, they start hitting with the Boom home run, and then they add on with Turner, and then the ninth inning, Kyle Schwarber, Hugh, his 300th career home run, number 16 on this season, and that one was a blast last night.
Yeah, price of the brick keep going up. Every time that cat hit a home run, it's 16 on the season.
That's 16.
16 on, yeah, the 300th. His 300th home run, yeah. Price of the brick growing.
Well, it is. It continues to go up. Let's hear Schwarber last night. Some MVP chants for Schwarber out in Colorado last night.
Probably one of the best things was you reaching 300 career home runs. I know this is about the team, but congratulations on that. I mean, and to do it the way you would do it, hitting it 466 feet.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's it's a cool accomplishment. It really is, and it's fun to, wish could have done it at home, but we got a nice little home crowd here right here.
Yeah.
How about that? Kyle Schwarber getting MVP chance. I mean, that doesn't happen around here very often for anyone but Bryce Harper, but Schwarber has earned them the way he's hit so far this season. 16 home runs, as Hugh has mentioned. And then Schwarber, after the game, kind of just taking stock of where he is and where he's going in his career.
They asked me, what would 12-year-old Kyle think if he would hit 300 homers? I would have said, probably not, right? But, I've always loved the game, and, I didn't know what it would hold, but it's been really gracious to me, and been around a lot of really good people, and a lot of people that have helped me out be the player that I am right now, and hopefully a lot more to the player that's going to be coming here in the future.
Well, that future's still very bright. I mean, Hugh, you could now kind of see a path for him where he ends up with 500 career home runs. I mean, he's averaging 40-plus homers a year since he got here. He might hit 50 this year.
Yeah.
He's been incredible. And, Hugh, I know Bryce Harper's gotten hot right now, and we're going to check in with Kyle's hair, which is about to be buzzed off. But so far this season, even with this hot streak from Bryce Harper, who has picked it up over the last week or so, I'm ready to say that over the last year, something has changed here. And it used to be, we just said it without even thinking, the best hitter on the Phillies was Bryce Harper. The best hitter on the Phillies for me now, and it's Schwarber. Been this way for a year, is Kyle Schwarber. He's the best hitter on the Phillies now.
Yeah. And I said this about a week ago when we were talking about it. Remember when I said something about there's been a power shift?
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably, Bryce is probably dealing with that because he's always been the focal point of this team. When I turn on the television now, and I know it's because of the situation that he's in, the fact that, he's up for a contract and everything like that. But he's hitting well, and he is the leader of this team. That's why every home run that he hits and moving forward, and the more MVP chance that he gets moving forward, if you don't hurry up and sign that man, it's going to be hard, hard for him, for them to try to sign him. If you don't sign him now, when he hits free agency, it's going to be almost impossible to sign him.
I agree. I think it just gets harder every day. I mean, and I think now we're at the point where he's very likely to get to free agency. 215-592-9494. By the way, Phillies now back in first place. Mets lose again last night in Boston. We kind of felt this coming about a week ago. The Mets schedule got real hard all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Yankees, Red Sox, they play the Dodgers this weekend. The Phillies should, when the Phillies come back home next week, they should be in first place. They're in first place now. They should hold that. They get to play the Rockies and the A's. Meanwhile, the Mets are going through it. Soto's not running out at anything anymore.
He ain't happy.
They are flipping out up in New York. So it's an opportunity for the Phillies to stack wins here.
What are you here, like $800 million?
About that, yeah, close to it.
How are you not happy?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he's going through, but he's not running the ball out when he hits it. They're not happy with him.
I would be so happy whenever day they get paid. I would just be so happy.
But would you mail it in is the question.
No, I definitely wouldn't mail it
in.
Yeah,
you would.
No, I wouldn't. Because I got $800 million to make it right.
I mean, what are we paying for?
Guaranteed $800 million.
Well, what happened in Jacksonville?
I was banged up. I was banged up.
Well, that's for sure. All right, 215-592-9494. Best hitter on the Phillies right now is Schwarber or Harper? Kyle?
It's Bryce Harper.
Mm.
It is. Ooh. Now, Schwarber's having a better season. Fine, sure. Schwarber's also having a better season than Juan Soto, isn't he? Is Schwarber a better hitter than Juan Soto?
No.
He's a better hitter right now.
I mean, look.
But the gap between Harper and Schwarber is pretty big.
It's not that crazy. Harper has a better batting average than him this year, with him being as bad as he was.
Yeah.
His on-base percentage, pretty close, actually. I think Schwarber is, let's see, Schwarber's 389, Harper's 376.
Okay.
And Harper's pretty much sucked this year. And it's still that close. Now, Schwarber has a big OPS because he's depositing the ball in the seats chance he gets.
That's right.
Right. But, like, Harper, it's still, well, first of all, it's still early on in the season. Mm. And Harper has plenty of time to get going. I think he will get going. He looks like he's starting to get going, at least in terms of making contact with the ball.
Okay.
I think we're going to see the turn. And Harper is still going to end the season probably as a better, you know, he might not have the home run totals that Schwarber does, but he never really has. He's not a huge home run hitter the way that Kyle Schwarber is. Schwarber's doing what he's best at right now. Harper will round out into the all-around better hitter, I think, by the end of the season.
So if you go back to the start of last year, because that's when I think it started to switch. I think Schwarber Schwarber leveled up last year. Harper really didn't level down last year. He just was Bryce Harper. Obviously, Harper's not had a great season so far. Schwarber is. Since the start of last year, their numbers are pretty close. Like, their OPS is almost identical, but Schwarber does have 17 more home runs.
Yeah. But we knew that when we signed Schwarber that he was going to be the biggest home run hitter on the team.
I know, but the gap's pretty big.
It's sure. But like Schwarber's going crazy right now.
Yep.
Like, and look, I'm not trying to diminish Schwarber.
I thought you were a Schwarber guy.
No. I am.
I think you're just trying to justify shaving your head and your mustache.
I'm just not getting ahead of myself here. Like, Harper's still overall a better player.
So we're hyperbole, basically, that's what you're trying to say.
I think it's just a little.
Been going on for over a year.
Maybe, but Harper was a 285.
I mean, I give you
average
prisoner,
last year.
Prisoner of the moment.
Schwarber's like
that.
A 240 hitter.
I give you that. I give you prisoner of the moment because right now, as of today, he's a better hitter.
All right, since the start of last season, OBP 374, Harper 371, Schwarber slugging even, home runs, Schwarber. It's pretty darn close. Runs batted in, Schwarber, and Schwarber did a lot of that out of the leadoff spot.
Right,
obviously.
But Harper's going to hit for more average. Like, Harper's a more well-rounded hitter.
Yeah.
If you ask me, who would I like? If I want one person at bat on this team right now tonight, and we need a home run or a big hit, it's Kyle Schwarber.
Well, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that necessarily Schwarber is a better hitter or a better offensive player than Bryce Harper.
All right.
I think that's pushing it a little bit.
I don't know. 215-592-9494. If you can weigh in on this as well, has Kyle Schwarber surpassed Bryce Harper? Is he now the Phillies' best hitter? I mean, I'll just put it this way. For the rest of the season, you tell me there's a big moment, and I know that Bryce Harper's had huge moments as a Philly, obviously what he did in the postseason in 2022 and getting them to the World Series. You tell me there's one at-bat. I want the bat in Schwarber's hands, Hugh. I feel like he's been their best offensive player for a long time.
You're looking at it, I guess, the same way I'm looking at it, consistency.
Yep.
It just looks like he's been a steady wave.
He hits lefties, he hits righties.
Yeah, he's just been steady.
Yep.
Bryce, to Kyle's point, he's a better player, no question about that. But
and he plays the field, so he's more value.
Yeah, all of that. But right now, if I had one at-bat and I had to, you know, you never know what's going to happen, but if I had to you know, put my stake on one individual, it would be Schwarber.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's interesting, so I looked this morning on FanDuel, the MVP odds. They have the same MVP odds, 80 to 1 each. I mean, I think there's some value on Kyle Schwarber.
As bad as Harper's been.
I know. Well, part of it.
I might go ahead and bet that.
Yeah, part of it is Schwarber's a DH, so he's going to have to hit a lot to actually win the award because he's going up against
but,
all
I mean,
the other
Ohtani
guys.
Wins as a DH.
I know, but he hit 50 home runs and stole 50 bases. It's hard to win as a DH. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on that? Harper, Schwarber, who's the Phillies' best hitter? I think it's been going on for the better part of a year. If it was just this season, I would say you're right. Give it time. It'll even out. Harper probably surpasses him. I don't know. I mean, it's been going on since the beginning of last season. I think the best hitter on the team has been Kyle Schwarber, and it's just continued. He has 60. Guys, he's on pace for over 50 home runs. And I understand Kyle's point that Harper's probably going to finish with a better batting average and is well-rounded. Mm-hmm. You give me 50 home runs. I mean, Bryce Harper's never even hit 40 in a season. I think maybe once he hit 40 in a season, like, when he was a National.
That's kind of my point. Like, we're just now saying that Schwarber's a better hitter than Bryce Harper because he's hitting a lot more home runs. He's always hit more home runs than Bryce. That hasn't changed.
I know, but the gap is getting bigger.
I know.
If Schwarber hits in the 50s and Harper hits 28, that's huge.
But that's because Harper's having a bad season. Schwarber's having a better season than Bryce Harper is at the plate right now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call him a better hitter.
I would do that.
Just like I said, Soto. He's not a better hitter than Soto, but he's having a better season than him.
I agree with the way you frame that, but Soto was great last year. Like, if you look at Schwarber and Soto over the last year plus, it's still Soto. All right, 215-592-9494. Tush push. Gut feeling on it. Is it gone, or are the Eagles going to get the votes to keep this thing in the NFL? Hugh and I both feel this thing is gone. It's as good as gone. The Schwarber-Harper thing, as Schwarber hits number 300 last night, you know, it's remarkable the power that Schwarber's hit for in his career. I almost think it's sneaking up on us. I looked this morning, at-bat per home run in the history of Major League Baseball. Schwarber is now top six ever in terms of hitting, like, the rate of home runs he hits. He's an all-time power hitter. I think he's a better hitter right now than Bryce Harper and has been for a year. And your guesses for Hughes' clues. The first clue was it's a chain. I haven't looked at the YouTube comments.
Store chain. Yeah, they probably kill him.
Well, they should. I mean, it's...
I mean, it's fine. Mm. I mean, that's what they do. I would not... at this point, how long have we been doing this? Almost a month?
For the YouTube audience?
Yeah.
A little over a month.
A little over a month. Yeah. I would be surprised if they didn't kill me.
Well, it's not just them. It's anyone listening anywhere. On Odyssey, in their car. I mean, they're annoyed at you because they want to win this gift card.
You know what I say to that?
Yeah.
Rent free. That's my new phrase. When they say stuff like that and they get mad... I just say rent-free.
That's a solid response.
It's a super solid response, rent-free.
Or you could take the criticism and be better.
They'd be like, that. I can't even say the word I want to say, but it starts with an A.
You know what I do to my friends now? If I'm starting to say something like that, I just send the house and the brain emoji.
Rent-free?
Oh, rent-free. Yeah. In your head.
A home in your brain.
Yeah. You're going to start doing that, Hughes?
Yeah, rent-free.
Yeah, rent-free.
Rent-free.
Let's go to Paul, who's up on WIP. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's going on?
Hey, Paul.
Hey. Sorry about last time I called. Keith said after I got off, I must have been calling from space.
You sound, you got your mumble. Yeah, your little mumble.
Yeah. Oh. A little underwater there. Let's put Paul back on hold. We'll get him back up. Sean in Jersey talking a little Schwarber and Harper. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Joe, Hugh, how you doing?
Good, Sean. What's up? Man?
Not bad. Real quick before I get to the Schwarber point, the tush push, Hugh, isn't that technically a chop block?
The tush push?
Yeah.
No, the chop block.
The lineman's going down. But you're going for the legs, though.
Well, no, because let me just tell you, when I think of the chop block, it's when a defensive lineman is engaged with a lineman and then another one comes and chops him. It's not – I don't view the tush push as that.
I don't know. I mean, I guess everybody has their own personal opinion on it, but I think it's going to go, honestly. But real quick on the Schwarber thing,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a little early for the whole MVP chant. I mean, it's only, what, May?
Don't be mad. The fans did that. Don't be mad at us.
Never too early.
I know. I'm just saying. I mean, but if you want to, if he can sustain that all year and maybe hit 40, 50, okay, I'd say it. But, I mean, another question. What do you think of him being the home run derby?
Schwarber.
I'd love it. Yeah, I think it'd be awesome if he was in it. I don't get worried about the, you know, some people say that some guys after the home run derby they don't hit as well or the curse
happened,
of it.
It happened to the Bohm.
Yeah, but Bohm's not a home run hitter. So I think that maybe he changed his swing. Mm-hmm. I don't think Schwarber would have to do that. Sean, I'd be cool with it.
But that was my question. I mean, he gets in a home run derby and we're all, you know, happy go lucky and, you know, he's in a home run derby and maybe he wins, but then July, August, September, he falls off. The MVP chants go away. He's not hitting. And then like, oh, he shouldn't be in the home run derby. And it messed up his swing. And it's great now, but when it matters, after the home run derby, if he wins or participates in it and it messes up his swing, then everyone's going to be, you know, up in arms that he shouldn't have done it. So I don't know. I wouldn't want to see him in it. Just kind of keep it fluent. If he wants to continue with his MVP season, then, you know, I have him not participate in it and just kind of pass up on it.
So I have to look back now at the numbers. I think he was in it his first year here. Wasn't he in it in 2022?
Yeah, he did not. He didn't do good, I don't think.
I don't think he did well in the Derby, but I don't remember it affecting him afterwards.
No.
I just think he hits home runs. I mean,
I think that's mythical.
Yeah, well, I think it actually affects guys that aren't home run here. Like Alec
Bohm sure.
May have affected him. Sean, what's your guess for us for Hughes Clues?
I heard Dick's and Bucky's. I'm going to stay in the food chain. I'm going to go Wawa.
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 Is it that it, Hugh?
No.
Oh, it's not it. Sean, appreciate
good
the
guess,
phone
though.
Call. You know, actually, sometimes you give out clues that don't generate, like people are really confused. I wouldn't say today is it. People are guessing chains.
They're on point with this.
They're just upset you didn't give them a more pointed clue. You're like, because there's a lot of chains.
Yeah, because like Jay's right. I didn't say a store. I just kind of said a chain.
Yeah, and you thought it was really funny.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, really,
I did. I apologize. That's the only time I'm going to apologize to you. I better record it. I apologize for that because I didn't. I was too busy trying to be funny, and I didn't give this specific clue.
Wow.
Yeah, first.
Comedian Douglas over here.
Yeah, I was like, because I just.
And the crowd's booing.
I'd like rent-free people here, man. That's like awesome.
Just another thing on the Harper thing.
Yep.
So he has put me in a position where I do have to shave my head now because he got up to 260.
Yeah.
Quick.
Really quick.
It happened in a week.
So that's what I wanted to bring up because Jack posted his numbers since he shaved his head.
Yes.
And this is why Harper, I think, is still a better hitter than Schwarber because he has the ability to go on tears like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a short period of time, but he could sustain this for an extended period of time. His average could end up going up to like 280.
Wait a minute. Somebody else
in another week or two.
Can I get some power out of Bryce Harper, please?
Sure, you will.
Somebody needs to apologize to Bryce Harper, too, while we're talking about
Yeah, Hugh does.
Not me.
Who's apologizing to Bryce Harper?
Your boy.
Who's that?
John Clark.
John Clark? Why? What'd John Clark do?
Bryce shaved his head. Clark tweeted it, and after the first night, he goes, but it didn't work.
John, that's a quick trigger.
But wait, he was just reacting to that night. It didn't work the first night. I'm defending John Clark on this.
But it did work. He's hit 435, 522 slugging, and you want power out of him. He's got a 1,039 OPS.
Of all the people that should know, you shouldn't do that. It's John Clark.
But he was referencing that night. It didn't work that night.
That's big-time pledge activity from Clark, by the way.
I appreciate that. John Clark took the pledge. You
didn't. He did not take the pledge.
Obviously, he did.
I took the pledge.
You did not take the pledge.
John Clark, you owe him an apology.
No, John, do not apologize to Bryce Harper. Don't do that.
He's probably in Colorado, right? He's in Colorado.
I don't know where John Clark is, but he better not apologize to Bryce
Harper. Wherever he is, he needs to apologize.
Tweet at him, Hugh.
I'm going to tweet him. I'm going to
do it. 215-592-9494. By the way, coming up at noon today in studio, Paul Jolovitz. Me and Jolly go head-to-head on debate days here on WIP. We had some debates in the afternoon. You participated in one of the debates yesterday, right?
Did I?
Oh, yeah, yes, backing into a parking space. I did that this morning, by the way.
Hold on. You called into the afternoon show.
Listen.
How do you not remember this? It's yesterday.
What's wrong with you, man?
Joe, you ask me how to remember this? You're asking a question that you already know the answer to. Like, you know how my mind works.
You looked at me like I had three heads when I said you participated in a debate
I didn't know that's what that was, though.
What do you think they're doing?
I just thought he was asking me a question. I didn't know we were debating. Because it really wasn't a debate. Because he got mad, and I told him why I did it.
You thought they wanted to casually call you to talk about backing into parking
I really did.
For no reason.
So
oblivious.
So they were debating whether or not you should back into parking spots, right?
Well, no, they were like, why do you do it? Because Spike's thing was, are you trying to make a getaway or are you robbing the bank? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal at all.
Well,
to be honest
for me,
it just feels overrated.
It's easier to back into a parking
space.
Yeah,
I get the truck thing.
Yeah, it's just easy to back into a parking
space. Why do you need to back in?
You don't need to. I think sometimes,
are you making a getaway?
I think sometimes if you get, I backed into the parking space at Citizens Bank Park. Because that, I do want to make a getaway.
Well, that's a little different because you got a lot of traffic moving in and out. Okay.
I actually did it this morning, too.
So you're a backer-inner.
Well, no. It was I actually noticed the parking space was behind me as I pulled ahead of it. Uh-huh. So it ended up being more convenient for me to just make the, I'm a good enough driver where I can just do it in one. It takes me 10 seconds.
Now we're bragging.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's what this is about.
Some people get mad about
If you're worried about backing in and how long it takes you, you're just not good enough at backing in.
It just seems like extra work.
It's really not
it
at
is.
All.
It's
turning the wheel basically the same way. You're just putting the car in reverse.
Yeah, that's it.
Extra work is you moving the gear.
Would you say there's more thinking involved in just pulling in or backing in?
In a truck is more pulling in because, it's the truck, it's the angles.
I got you.
You know, so if I turn the corner. And if I pull my truck in, more than likely the back end of my truck is real close to the car that's next to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little bit easier to back it in.
Yeah, I don't think it's like that. Even if you want to say it's less thinking, it's not that much less thinking.
I understand it.
At all.
I understand the truck thing. I understand if you do it once in a while. There are people out there, though, who make it their personality to back it, to do it everywhere.
Yes.
That feels a bit much.
I back in everywhere.
Well, again, you have the truck.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal at all.
Well, I mean, it was a debate day, Tom.
I will park on the curb, too.
We debated dumber things.
Park on the curb?
I would jump the curb in my truck. Like, say, when you're in a parking space and if somebody's really close, I'll park on the curb.
The curb?
Yeah.
Nah, we can't do that.
The biggest crime in a parking lot is parking a little bit over the line so that nobody can park next to you.
That's another thing. I don't like, because my truck takes up the whole space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I have to make sure I do that every morning.
Some people purposely park like cockeyed because they want it.
They want to try to keep another car from parking.
They want to muscle somebody out of another space. Yeah. That's
bad people.
Especially here in this parking arena.
Well, in the city.
No, I'm talking about in our parking garage.
Oh, people do that here?
We have people that we work with.
You're calling out specific people.
I ain't going to say no name.
I know.
But if you entice me to, maybe.
I'm not going to do that. We're not going to call our coworkers on the air.
Some of our coworkers need to slow their roll, though. Like, for real. They need to check that track record.
Why don't you slow yours?
Okay.
215-592-9494. All right. Your phone call is coming up on the other side. At 12 o'clock in studio, Paul Jolovitz. The question is, should I have an espresso before Jolly vs. Chili?
Yes.
Okay, should I get caffeined up?
Yes.
All beamed up? Or I'm going to go get coffee here. Get all beamed up. And Jolly and I are going to go head-to-head on Andrew Painter, his usage, his future here, what the Phillies should do with them for the best purpose for this season to win the World Series. All right, 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up. Gut feeling on the Tush Push. And we're debating the best hitter on the Phillies. Who is it? Like right now. In this moment. I would say every moment from the day Bryce Harper signed with the Phillies until sometime last year, it was not even a debate. It was just 2019, Bryce Harper, 2020, Bryce Harper, 20. Every year. It's changed for me. Now I look at it and I say the best hitter on the Phillies is Kyle Schwarber, who had his 300th home run last night. Where do you come down, Schwarber or Harper? And a second clue. For Hughes Clues.
I know they can't wait.
They can't wait. $100 gift card on the line to Sunoco. Plus, we'll get to someone who thinks it won't matter much either way if the Tush Push is banned. That's next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is this for me and Jolly?
Yep. Getting pumped up?
I am ready, yeah. I am ready. Jolly,
see him walk in?
Oh, I did.
Did you start to quiver a little bit?
No.
Oh, you walked in? I missed it.
Oh, yeah. He had his music. It was like a wrestler.
You notice everyone else that walks by the glass and waved to him during our show.
He was like Triple H. He was dropping the water bottle in his head. He's ready.
I saw him smash a beer can over his head.
I can see that. Yep. That sounds like jelly.
I was about to say, I'm gonna let it go.
Yeah, let it go?
What? I'm trying not to be so messy, man. I was told that
you are pretty messy.
I'm trying not to be so messy. Mm. So I'm trying to not be messy.
Okay, you know what we could do instead of being messy? We could thank our friends from Wendy's for bringing us lunch.
They got a new flavor Frosty.
They do. So they brought us a ton of great stuff. Dave Singles, chicken sandwiches, cookies, and of course, the new Frosty Fusions. Have you tried yours yet?
This is the brownie one.
I think there's one with brownie in it. You may have grabbed that one. If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you. They're announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion. Are you having a swirl or a fusion?
We just had a whole commercial break.
If you had to guess, what do you think you're having in there?
This got brownies in it.
Is it good?
It's really good.
Well, that's all that matters. So it's the same creamy treat you always love now with a flavor refresh.
It hits harder when you eat it on YouTube, though.
Oh,
we're leaning into the YouTube. Uh-huh. Look at that.
Mukbang.
Wendy. Yeah, I was thinking that mukbang. Wendy, check it out. Oh, that's John.
John.
That's what people hear when they hear it.
I didn't mukbang it.
Yeah, please, less mukbanging.
But I got stuff in my beard.
Though. Okay, all right, you take care of that. 215-592-9494. While Hugh over here cleans his beard, can we hear from Ross Tucker? Ross on the tush push and the reality of what's going on here with the Eagles.
That's my bed.
Mm-hmm. We're off to a flying start this segment.
Yeah, okay. Dump day for me back. All right, here we go.
Seems pretty clear that Commissioner Goodell and other people at the NFL do not like the tush push. They want it out. I think we probably have to resign ourselves to the fact that that is likely at this point. I've already moved on to I cannot wait when the Eagles still do a push, a quarterback sneak that looks very similar, still has success, and all of this was much ado about nothing, which is probably what it's about to be.
I agree. I don't think this is going to crush the team. I don't think it's going to crush their offense. Is there going to be an adjustment period? Obviously. I mean, they used to play a good amount the last 3 years or so, and it's worked at an incredibly high success rate. But this is not something that when it comes down, I'm going to say, oh no, the Eagles are going to win two less games next season. I don't feel that way. I'm just annoyed the NFL is going to take this away. You're worried back there.
Well, I don't think it's not going to kill the Eagles. They're still going to be a great team. Mm-hmm. But to say it's nothing, I think is way too far.
Well, I look at it like this. I am a fan of the tush push, but I don't think it's the Eagles' identity. And that's what it kind of feels like. That's what people are feeling like it is. You know, the fact that we're giving this so much energy is like this is all the Eagles are. Now, I know that looking back on some of the revisionist history that we like to have sometimes, that we made fun of the fact that they ran a tush push a lot in some games.
They did, yeah.
And it was effective, but it was more of a bread and butter thing. But they know that this has been brewing for a while. And this is one of those things, I think of it like this, adapt or die, because you knew this was coming. You had to know that on some level, with the way that teams are acting and the way that they acted this offseason, because this is ridiculous. When I think of the NFL and the things that I learned when I got in the game, the one thing that I was always told was that, you know, it's a copycat league, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, teams do certain, like teams emulate each other, and they do it until you stop it.
It feels like a witch hunt. It is. It's
they,
silly.
They, you run the play until you stop it. The Patriots were notorious for that. I remember talking to Coach Mangini, and he was like, the reason why the Patriots were so good, because they run the same plays out of different formations, and if you stopped that one play, then they would come back to it, but it would be in a different formation, mm-hmm. but it's the same play. So it's one of those things where the NFL is upset because nobody can emulate what the Eagles are doing.
I think the Eagles, you said their identity. Their identity to me is physicality.
Yes.
I think it is their identity.
The fact that, let me tell you.
The tush-push?
It is, you just said their identity is physicality. You see they line up and say, go ahead, line up. You can't stop it. That's part of the physicality.
But to me, the tush-push is a small part of their physicality.
Oh, it's so not a small part.
They're physical on every play.
They take pride in the fact that they can run it and nobody else can.
Sure, but
they run it at their own 38-yard line.
They take pride in pushing people stuffy.
Yes, yes. But they do that on regular runs.
Let me tell you why I feel like that, Kyle, because Frankie Louvu, out of all the names he said, the one that he invoked immediately was Jordan Mailata.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know why I think that is? Jordan Mailata's a dog.
Mailata's sitting there yapping in your ear about breaking your will. This is not a part of their identity.
Not only that, but he's doing it. Like, here's the thing. He's doing it outside of the tush push, too. He's putting hands on individuals on regular downs. So when he says that, it just rent free. He's living rent free.
That's part of the Eagles' identity.
But it's part of it. But the Eagles are going to be physical even without this play.
Maybe, but that adds such another element of physicality. Like not just an element of physicality. It's like you cannot stop this. When we get down to the 1 yard line, we know for a fact it's a touchdown every single time.
I agree with that. I agree.
You know, Hurts 60% of his rushing touchdowns in his career are off of the tush push.
I know. They're trying to
That's a lot of touchdowns.
They're trying to suppress Jalen Hurts' Hall of Fame candidacy. Well, look, I hear you.
But think about how many touchdowns that takes away from the Eagles'
but
offense.
But we'll just hand it to Saquon Barkley and get
right
in the end zone.
Oh, yeah. But, like, guys, I don't think it's just that easy. I don't.
I think part of it is we are worried about what's going to happen if we don't have it. Look, I think it's gone, so we're going to have to deal with this, no matter what. But the Eagles have been physical for 25 years. Since Andy Reid got here, and Hugh Douglas actually was a player and not a rugby commentator when he actually played real football, the Eagles have been a physical football team. They were physical with John Runyon. They were physical. Lane Johnson was here for 7 years before the tush push became a thing. They're not. I don't think it's their identity as much as it's a part of their identity.
I don't think it's going to mean that they're not physical all of a sudden. But like I think you're diminishing just how big of a part of their identity it is.
Well, maybe I'm coping because I think it's gone.
And
I've got to deal with this. 215-592-9494. Gut feeling on the tush push as the vote is about to come down. Do you believe it's gone or will it stay? The Eagles are reportedly calling around trying to lobby for some votes. We know Goodell wants this thing out of the league. Where do you come down on the tush push? And Harper Schwarber, who is the Phillies' best hitter right now? I think Schwarber has taken the mantle for Bryce Harper, and it's happened slowly and under the radar for a while, but this year, even with Harper hot right now, it's Schwarber. His 300th home run of his career last night, number 16, Phillies, best record in the NL, obviously back to first place as well in the NL East. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines, can you give everyone a second clue for Hugh's clues? $100 gift card on the line today to Sunoco.
Yeah, the second clue is, I went there this weekend. Man, and I was overwhelmed. Walked in and was just like, oh, my God. Like, overwhelmed.
You get overwhelmed in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So they should, if you've been listening to the show, then you should have some pretty good, damn good guesses.
All right. Hugh was overwhelmed in this chain. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard for the price here. Paul is up. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Paul. What's going on?
What?
We said,
I don't think we'll be seeing it again this year, unfortunately.
I think you're right, Paul. I think, unfortunately, this vote, the fact that they didn't vote a month ago and they pushed the vote back tells me that they were going until they got the right amount of votes, and that's going to be now.
Well, clearly. And we all know what Roger Goodell wants, Roger Goodell gets. And, since the start, we all knew it was going to happen. I hate to say it. It's a terrible way for it to go out, but I think we all saw it coming. So, I mean, it is what it is. I have faith that they're going to, you know, figure something else out to kind of stick it to the people that voted against it this year. I'm sure they got alterations of the play that they're going to pull out and whatnot.
Well, we actually, before the show today, Paul, we were discussing some of those alterations. Because the way the new rule reads, it's you can't push the ball carrier, but doesn't mean you can't push someone else. I mean, they could do something different where they almost like send a tight end in the backfield and push their lineman forward. There probably is a way to work around this a little bit.
Well, I mean, what if you line up in the I formation? You got A.J. Dillon back there. I mean, in a sense, you just, you know, Hurts takes the ball, you fake it to Dillon. He runs up, kind of adds a block for you, whatnot. And then, you know, Barkley takes it over the top of it. You know, there's other ways around it. You get that extra blocker if you line up in the I formation there as well. But yeah, I mean, I think today's a big day. It's a day of first and last. We got an apology from Hugh Douglas. That's a first.
I know. I never thought we'd see the day.
So, you know, that's
something. I forgot what I apologized for already. What I apologized for.
You know what, Hugh? I did too, man. It happened so quick.
It doesn't matter. We have the audio. It doesn't matter.
Oh, man. But, yeah, also I want to just say everyone's been busted on Hugh about him saying giving Schwarber this contract early, man. I'm telling you, Hugh's right about this. If he keeps playing the way he's playing and it doesn't look like he's slowing down anytime soon, man, there's going to be a bidding war at the end of the year, and you never know, man. Somebody might just offer him too much to say no, and then we lose him. And if Harper doesn't step up and we're left with just him, you know, we could be on a downswing.
Paul, I agree, and it's you know, it's rare that Hugh Douglas is spot on, but he is about this one. And right now the Phillies are 18th in home runs in baseball, like overall, and that's with Schwarber having the second most in baseball. You take him out of this lineup, and it's just not enough punch. I mean, they need him in there. Paul, I agree, and Hugh's right. The quicker, the better. All right, Paul, what's your guess for Hugh's clues?
Well, a second clue kind of deterred me. I'm going to go Trader Joe's.
Trader
that
Joe's.
That is a good guess.
I like that guess. Not it, but it's a good guess.
I do get a little overwhelmed when I go to Trader
Joe's. We got one right down the street.
Yeah, because that's the day. That's
I
what
like
happened.
Trader Joe's.
When
you
I
what?
Went and got that
like
Greek
Trader
yogurt.
Me too. I'm a Trader Joe's guy.
Yeah, I went and got that. That's why I went and got that Greek yogurt that one time. That had, there was,
you mean
no,
the Greek, guacamole.
The Greek guacamole. Yeah, that was terrible.
Greek guacamole.
Yeah, that was terrible.
See, Joe's been nicknamed Trader Joe.
I have, because I like to trade players.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, there was Jack McKeon, who managed the Marlins in 2003 when they won the World Series. He was Trader Jack back in his day as a GM. Jim is up on WIP. What's up, Jim?
I'm still thinking the tush push will still be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about like how many flags that's going to create. We want the game to move a little bit faster. That's going to slow the game down.
Oh, you think like with the way the rule is, if they put the rule in, then they'll just get people will do it and get flagged.
Well, not necessarily. It's just that. Even if the receiver is blocking for somebody, they might, you know. It'll be more flags because if they change the rule of what you guys are saying from back in the day, then it won't be just around the goal line. It'll be all throughout the game that could happen.
Hugh, what do you think of that? Do you think if the rule passes the way we talked about it, where you can't push for the anywhere on the field, right? That teams will still do it and they'll get flagged because Jim seems to think it's going to create more flags. Or will players just stop doing it?
You know what? The one thing that I've been told about the NFL is like when they implement a rule or they change the rule, it doesn't take that long for teams to adapt. So I don't think so. Might have a couple flags in the preseason, but outside of that, no. It just all depends on how the refs, how they see it. Because there are certain bang-bang plays that happen that somebody might aid the runner or whatever, but I don't see it being as a big an issue as you might perceive it to be.
Yeah, I think they'll just stop doing it, Jim. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, and that's not good for the game either. The pace of play stuff would be ridiculous.
Right.
All right.
Jim, what's your guess for Hugh's clues? What do you got?
Dollar General.
Dollar General, Hugh.
I rock out with Dollar General.
Yeah, not
too.
It, though.
Yeah,
not it. No, that's not it. Is Dollar General overwhelming?
No, it's because you kind of know it's well, it's a smaller store.
It's Hugh we're talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, no, it's a smaller store.
But you know
and
what's
when I
there,
go in, right? I kind of know what I'm going to get.
Greeting cards, balloons.
Balloons.
Candy.
Soda,
yeah, soda.
Soda, candies.
There's not much surprise
detergent.
When you walk into a
you
dollar
go into
store.
Detergent, you get probably some air fresheners and stuff like that. Yeah, it's
some stationery, some pens or whatever. I don't know. Last time I've been in a dollar store, it's the same dollar store as it was when I was 10.
Yeah, it doesn't change a whole lot.
They kind of have the same things. I'd be surprised if you were overwhelmed in there. Mike in Norristown.
You're like the
what's
Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
I like this. Lively conversation.
Might get a little...
Oh, girl. We're excited today.
Might get weird.
Yeah, you got to call him later. I'll be invited. Hey, Ike!
I was talking about calling Ike in the afternoon show.
Hello?
Mike, yeah, we listening to your conversation.
Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, you on the air.
I'm sorry, Hulk.
You
I didn't
called
mean
us.
Disrespect. What's going on, guys?
That's all
oh, no,
right.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
We were just snooping.
We were waiting for you to say some cuss words.
Yeah, we were dumped those.
Oh, never. No, I'm here. I'm here on my end. I ain't going to curse.
Oh, not in front of, okay, not in front of auntie.
No, you can't curse in front of auntie.
Can't do that in front of auntie, man. No way.
Mm-mm.
It's my Aunt Mary, lips. Man. She's my godmother. She's the best, man.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, Mike, what do you got for us? Tush Push, is it gone? What does your aunt think? That's the question.
It's gone because they're a bunch of haters. They're trying to bring us down, but guess what? They're going to be giving it to Barkley up the middle, up the gut all day.
Tell him, Mike.
His touchdown ratio is going to go from 15 to 20. Let's go.
Yeah, that was right on time right there.
Yeah, Mike, what does your aunt think? She thinks the Tush Push is gone, too?
Yes, I think it's gone.
Yeah, but how about your aunt?
You said your aunt.
Oh, my! You think they're
going to
get rid of the Tush Push?
Yeah.
See, she knows ball.
No.
She said no.
Oh, she says it's staying.
Well, definitely knows ball then.
Yeah, she said yes. Then she said no. She changed her mind.
Okay,
no,
we do that. Matter. We do that every day. We change our minds. Mike, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to say, what's the dollars from St. Dollar Tree?
You just said it.
Dollar Tree?
Dollar Tree. Mike, not it.
No, that's a good guess, though.
Yeah, that's our second dollar store guess. Not it. 215-592.
Well, Dollar General and the Dollar Tree are two different stores, so that's...
But they're similar.
Well, yeah, they are. But, I guess for the purposes of our purposes, yeah, you can.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be overwhelmed in one but not the other.
Yeah, that's
Do you have a preference? Are you a tree guy or a general guy?
General. It just feels like General has better stuff.
Okay.
No, I'm saying, you said Dollar Tree or Dollar General, right? Then I said General. I'm the General, Dollar General guy. Dollar General.
I just love the idea they have better stuff. It's no, the same stuff.
It's the same stuff. They have like pencils. They have phone chargers. They have bubble gum.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Really selling me.
They have stuff. They have a lot of stuff. They have detergent. They have a lot of detergent.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Chris in South Philly's up. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Joe. Hey, you. How you guys
hey,
doing?
Hey, Chris. Oh, what's up?
I think they're going to get rid of it, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the last caller said, they're haters, man.
Well, they're absolutely, especially Goodell. He's the biggest hater.
Big time. He's a real, something I can't say on the radio.
He's a Richard. You can say Richard.
Yeah, there you go, Hugh. There you go.
You're encouraging people.
I mean, this is what I do.
Yeah, I think I missed it. What did you guys talk about? What Frankie Louvu said about it?
Yeah, Frankie Louvu. He's a big old baby.
This is going great.
Talking about it's a rugby play.
What'd he say?
He said stuff.
oh my goodness.
he said stuff.
He said it's a rugby play, and then he basically said that Jordan Mailata is better than him, and he's upset about it.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is the guy that almost gave us 3 points.
Oh, yeah, when they were going to award the touchdown, which was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
That was wild.
Especially in a championship game. It was crazy. Chris, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Cabela's.
Now, that's knowing
the
show.
That is a really good guess.
Chris, that's not it, but that is knowing the show, because Hugh Douglas has admitted to walking into Cabela's, just taking a stroll for a half an hour and walking back out.
It's overwhelming, dog.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on.
How many minutes into your half-hour stroll did a couple of the workers talk to each other like, that guy's okay?
No, it's
because
I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people going to Cabela's and not know what to get. I looked at a bow. I was going to get a bow and arrow.
What are you going to do with a bow and arrow?
I don't know. I thought about it. I was going to get then I looked at a BB gun. They didn't have a BB gun that I wanted. And then I was going to get some camo. I was going to get a camo suit.
I think you should get a camo suit, wear it on the show to see if people can see you on YouTube.
And then I didn't get it because I was like, dude, what am I wearing? Like, you know, it has to, like, this is why I get overwhelmed because you go in, normally when I go in the store, I know what I want to get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say if I go to a grocery store, say I'm going to get some popcorn and
chicken,
some butter and some stuff, whatever.
Steak.
So, you know, when you do that, you go in and you might grab a few other items that you weren't expecting. But when you go in the store, you say, hey, I just want to see what they got. That's the worst.
Like Cabela's.
Yeah, because now you're going in and you see all this stuff that you want. Mm-hmm. And then you start having a conversation of whether or not do you really need it. You know what I mean?
Because so you're debating yourself in the middle of the store.
Well, you're like, oh, do I really need that? And where's it gonna go? Do I need one of these, or I have one of these? And then it's like, oh man, this is too much.
Yeah, but you can't have that conversation because most times the answer is I don't really ever need most things.
That's exactly
Other
why
than
I get
food
overwhelmed.
And clothes, you don't
that's
really
it.
Need anything.
That's it, and that's the problem because I'll go in And I'm like, oh my gosh, I see this. Ooh, that's nice.
You need a shopping assistant. You need someone to say to you, just get it and let's get out of here. You've been in Cabela's for 3 hours,
I need direction. I don't have direction when it comes to that. I really don't.
We can cut that audio. I need direction.
I need direction.
I don't have direction. All right, let's grab Keith in Philly. What's up, Keith?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you, Keith.
All right, this is my first thing first. This is my first time being on here.
Oh, we appreciate
congratulations.
It. Yes.
Thank you for showing up.
So, first thing is, why they can't just find out how to stop the Twitch Rush instead of complaining about it, you know?
Yeah, that, we all trying to figure that out.
I'm just trying, like, you know.
It's sad. It's sad more than anything else.
It is. But the thing is, I feel like the Eagles going to find another way to do it if they do ban it. And I think they're not going to ban it. But if they do, they're going to find a different way. And we're still going to score. So I don't know why I even complain about it. It just, like I said, they're just mad because they can't find a way.
Well, that's exactly it. And they're jealous. I mean, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. They're the best team in the end. They're just trying to knock the Eagles down a peg, Keith.
And you know what's crazy? I'm mad at Green Bay for pushing this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till we play them.
Oh, they're enemies now. I mean, from LaFleur and the Mark Murphy, the president.
Oh, look, crybabies.
Total enemies.
And I'm gonna say one more thing before I leave this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be on Board Street again, and we're going to win another Super Bowl.
Back to back, Keith?
Yes, back to back.
All right, Keith, what's your guess for Hughes Clues for a $100 gift card to Sunoco? What's he talking about?
Family Dollar, I'm not sure.
Is that what you're going with?
Family Dollar?
Yeah. Family Dollar.
Okay, that's not it. Keith appreciates it. Family Dollar store? It's Dollar Tree.
Dollars. The Family Dollar's a store.
Dollar Tree, the Dollar General, Family Dollar.
Okay, so we've hit all three dollar stores?
Yeah, there's probably more, but...
I actually think...
Everyone thinks Hugh's going cheap, though, which I can appreciate.
Yeah, I think we... It's funny how, if you notice that, the callers are indirectly saying you're cheap.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. Like, that, to me... And I know we live in an age where, you know, people are, you know, they're measured by, you know, what type of money they spend. Mm-hmm. To call me cheap is not a diss or something that makes me feel bad. It's just, it is what it is. I'd rather be called cheap than broke.
I agree with that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's a big difference between the two.
There is choice number three, though. Cold
that?
When you don't have a jacket.
I got a jacket. What's funny?
My first winter here, you had a $30 whatever that was.
That was a coat.
Yeah.
A $30 coat.
It didn't keep you warm.
Joe, give it the respect that it deserves. It was a coat.
It was a rag. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, it is time, the most anticipated part of today's show. Jolly will come in live in studio.
Come in hot!
To debate, as we get started with our debate week here on the Midday Show, Andrew Painter, his best usage for the 2025 Phillies. Should he go to the bullpen or not? Hugh, how do you think I'm going to do here?
In the debate?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to win.
All right.
Oh, he's coming. Oh,
he's ready to go.
He's a little
Jolly's here.
Oh, my God.
He's Jolly. First Gillio next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's that time of year again, people. It's time to take a break from talking about bacon and share some of my grilling wisdom. It's officially grilling season. So elevate your grilling game with Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield's Marinated Pork Tenderloins are a game changer for any cookout. They have Tuscan herb, people. Honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic. There are so many different flavors to choose from. Head to simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.